Welcome to Twisted Tendrils, the podcast where we give horrific writing advice. I am your host, Laura Nash. Welcome to Twisted Tendrils, Horrific Writing Advice. Episode 6, Filling the Creative Well. How to find inspiration and get out of burnout. Does this sound useful? Let's dive in. If you have any further thoughts, please send them to me on Twitter at LauraNettles4. Okay, filling and refilling the creative well. What a broad topic. What is it, and why would you need to do it? Author Julia Cameron says in The Right to Write, "As writers, we draw on an inner fund of images that I call the well. I think of this well as an inner pond, one that must be kept both stocked and freely flowing. Thinking of this inner reservoir as an ecosystem answers some of the often baffling questions, chief among them, why is the work drying up just as it was going so well?" She goes on to talk about how we overfish our wells without restocking it with new input, new ideas to pull from. She has a great idea in the chapter called The Well about an artist date. The date is where you take yourself and yourself alone outside the house on a date to woo your creative side. Enrich the broth of your life, making it more nutritious and flavorful. The date can include going to museums, coffee shops, movie theaters, plays, gardens, you name it. It just needs to be you alone with yourself. Vary the inputs to deepen the flavor and add multiple notes of spice to your own broth of life. Your creative well can be overfished when you sit and write for long periods of time without taking the break to input more ideas and images from which to pull. Julia Cameron suggests doing an artist date once a week. Unless the writing is really flowing, then twice a week. I find that getting these inputs spark ideas of new stories, shiny plot bunnies, moods I want to explore through flash fictions, ideas I want to paint through words, moments I want to delve into through drabbles. I think the artist date is the ideal, what we can do in a perfect world. I have some other ideas we can explore and do in smaller increments of time, and not necessarily alone. One of them is spending time with family and pets. Let their energy flow over you. Writing is usually solitary. Immerse yourself in the presence of those you love and the soft puppies, kittens, rabbits, and other animals you keep as companions. Pet that soft, soft fur and snuggle your face into them. Feel the purrs rumble through your chest, lifting your burdens and lightening your outlook. Have meaningful conversations with family and friends. Maybe even get a few hugs in. Let them rejuvenate you. Pull you from your story's world, so you can gain an outside perspective again and see things you had previously gone blind to from being so close for so long. Answers may come, edits may be more effective, and who knows, you may even enjoy yourself along the way. Another way to fill or refill your well is to go outside. Parks, zoos, greenhouses, just walk around the neighborhood, touch some trees. Nature can have a rejuvenating quality. Fresh air, rough bark, soft petals, coarse grass. Feel their textures, smell their scents after rain. Study the architecture of the buildings, sketch the animals. People watch. Jot down tidbits of conversations, body language, and other interactions. Fill the well by reading. Read published books from your TBR. Delve into fan fictions. Open a magazine or newspaper. Stare at some microfiche film. Expand your reading taste by exploring other genres. It may help you find a new trope you love to add to your repertoire, or expand your palette and cast of characters. Level up your skill by reading a writing craft book. There are plenty out there. A lot of them are even in libraries for free. Read a historical nonfiction for reference research, or just because you're curious. Do some family history and be inspired by stories of your relatives. Sometimes truth is stranger and more fantastic than fiction. Here's an out there one. Take a fencing or stage fighting class. Get your body moving. Drills and the repetition of movements are great times to let ideas percolate in your mind. Maybe even choreograph a fight that you will write out in your book. Sweat out your despair and leave your problems behind when you step onto the mat. Another unique one. Go to a Ren Fair. Get inspiration for historical fantasy stories. Smell new things. Dress up. Have fun. Get out of your own time period. Put down your phone. Lots of Renaissance fairs have tournaments and characters. Let them inspire you. Talk to fellow guests. Take pictures of the decor, weapons, and more for continued inspiration after you've gone home and washed the dust of ages away. Maybe buy a goblet to use only when writing historical projects as a carrot to keep you going. Here's one for if you can't get out of bed, never mind the house. Listen to music. Drown yourself in classical, opera, other countries' music. Explore new sounds and revisit old comforts. Lay there for an hour just soaking it in, gaining inspiration from voices you may not even know the language they are singing in. Make playlists to revisit for each project to listen to as you lay word after word across a page. Let the melodies transport you. Their moods, cadence, timbre, intertwining lines, and discordant phrases wash over you and help you find a story to tell. Next up is movies, TV, and video games. Rewatch old ones for comfort. Catch up on what you've missed. Fill the holes in your collection. Mine them for tropes, situations, dialogue exchanges, stunning visuals, and other things you may want to pilfer. A story is a story. Sometimes our mind needs input in a different medium than our output to see things from different angles. Don't just watch the released films, but also watch movie trailers. Whether they are blockbusters, mockbusters, straight-up B-movies, or cinema from other countries, there is always inspiration. Analyze how they are outside the box. Are any tropes flipped on their head that spark an idea? What could you do better? Remember, these got funding, and some of them are terrible. You have hope. Another thing you can do is write fan fiction. Shake it up. Play in someone else's world for a bit. Get instant gratification when posting chapters online and getting feedback. There is less pressure with fan fiction. No need to hire a professional editor. Just explore and have a blast. No need to worry if it will make money. Find your joy in writing again. You can also try short form or poetry. It's less pressure since it'll only take hours to days to complete instead of months to years like a full-length novel. Use techniques you've never used before, typography, different rhythms, etc. Writing drabbles, flash fictions, and even short stories get you the dopamine hit of writing the end so frequently, gets you wins more often. Maybe you just need that confidence boost of knowing you can complete something. Don't even want to look at a page or screen? Bake some good stuff. Get in the grocery aisle and smell the ingredients. Peruse cooking blogs for recipes. Get in the kitchen and experiment. Taste your way through the steps, making tweaks when the inspiration strikes. Baking can be a good time for your mind to work out writing issues without you even noticing. Let those thoughts percolate in the back of your mind while your hands and taste buds are engaged. Similarly, eat good food. And sleep. Fill your belly. You can't focus on an empty stomach. Sometimes we get writer's block because our bodies are shutting down from being neglected. Sleep. Please. A lot of the best ideas come from the time between waking and sleeping. Get inspiration from dreams. They are a wealth of ideas themselves. Yet another idea. Paint. Make music. Knit. Something artsy. Take a break from the written word and let your creativity flow in other ways. Maybe make fan art of your favorite movies that brings you joy. Studio Ghibli, Disney, etc. Try abstract work. Draw with your non-dominant hand for laughs. Keep your hands busy creating so your subconscious can mull over your novel problems. And lastly for today, write on paper. Try calligraphy or a typewriter. Switch it up. Go analog. Use a pretty journal that's been collecting dust for years. I know you have multiple. Maybe try calligraphy. Go illuminated manuscript if you're super ambitious. Make the texts that your novel mentions. a grimoire, a necronomicon, a tea menu, sacred texts, history books, etc. Feel the dry pages, smear the ink, stamp or paste in or draw pictures. The possibilities are endless. I hope these tips have given you some ideas on how to fill up that creative well you draw on for inspiration. Restock your well so you don't burn out or hit mental blocks so often. If you're full steam ahead for too long, you'll crash and burn, causing you to refill your well anyway, but for even longer. Just do it. Next episode, we will be going over the subgenres of horror, what they each bring to the table, and why you might want to explore them. You can integrate aspects of them into your non-horror writing, or delve headfirst into one and explore its dark corners. And always remember, keep your writing spooky. You have been listening to Twisted Tendrils, Horrific Writing Advice, by Laura Nettles.